B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Hey. We're going to start 10 lines from the top of the Omud. And we're continuing the Gemara that we started previously, that different Chachomim got very emotional. They started crying when they got to certain Psukim. Rabbi Yechanon Kimoti Lahaikro, when Rabbi Yechanon reached the following Pasuk, Bochi, he would cry. It says in the Pasuk in Iyov, Vatasiseini boi leval oi chinom, which means, and you incite me to destroy him for no reason. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So Rabbi Yechanan would say, Eved, Sheraboy Mesisin Loi. If you have a servant where it's possible to incite the master against the servant, Venises, and indeed the master gets incited against the servant, Takona Yeshloi? Is there any chance for this servant to survive? And here we've got Hashem saying, that you've induced me to destroy him for no reason. And Rabbi Yechanan cried when he got to this pasuk. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan kimoti lahaikro, when Rabbi Yechanan reached the following pasuk, Bochi, he cried. It says in the pasuk, another pasuk, in Iyov, Hein biktoishov, behold, with the holy ones, lo yamin, I have no faith. V'shamayim lo yizaku be'inov. And Rabbi Yechanan said, "I b'kdoishav lo yamin b'man yamin." If the holy ones, if Hashem doesn't have faith in the kdoishim, then who does he have faith? Yom echad have a ka'ozel b'urcha. One day, Rabbi Yechanan was going on the way. Chaz yelahu gavra to have a mankit to'oni. He saw this person that was gathering figs, shovik hanoch demoti, and he would leave over those that were ripe, v'shokel, and he would take hanoch deloi motu, those that were not ripe. Omerle, so Rabbi Yechanan said to this person, lav hani malon tfei, are the ripe ones not better than the not ripe ones? Why are you leaving the ripe ones and taking the not ripe ones? Omerle, this person answered Rabbi Yechanan, hani leurcha be'ina lehu. I actually need these for the journey. Hani notron, those that are not yet ripe, they will stay protected and they will stay okay for the duration of the journey. V'hani loy notron, but those that are already ripe, then they are not going to survive the journey. Omar, so that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Hainu dechsiv, this is what it says in the pasuk, hein biktoishov lo yamin, that those who are kdoishim, those who are holy, lo yamin. Hashem doesn't have faith in them. And there's always that chance that he's doing so well, and if he stays around too long, he might destroy what he's achieved, like those ripe figs that may get ruined. And therefore, sometimes Hashem actually takes away tzaddikim and kedoshim early, not because they've done something wrong, but to protect them from losing what they've earned. Says the Gemara Eini, is that true? V'ahu talmido, dehava b'shivivusei de Rebbe Alexandria. There was this Talmud in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandri, v'shochiv ad zutor, and he died when he was young. V'omer, and Rabbi Alexandri said, iboy yahai mirabonon, if that young Talmud Chochem would have gone in the right path, then havachaya, he would still be alive. And if he died young, obviously his path was not a healthy path. Vim Isa asks the Gemara, if it's true that b'kdoishav lo yamin, that sometimes the holy people and those that have done their work get taken away from the world in order to protect them from losing what they've gained. Dilma mehen b'kdoishav lo yamin hava. Maybe that young Talmud was actually one of those kedoshim that Hashem said that I don't have faith that he's going to keep his level, and therefore he took him away. How do you know that it wasn't in a positive way? Answers the Gemara, who mevait b'rabois of hava. Rabbi Alexandria knew very well who he was talking about, and that particular student was somebody who was rebelling against his rebbes, and therefore it was clear to him that he wasn't in the bracket of the hein b'kdoishav, and therefore he passed away young. Then it must have been because of his behavior, and that's why Rabbi Alexandria commented that had he behaved better, he would still be alive. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan kimoti lahaikro, when Rabbi Yechanan reached the following pasuk, again, Bochi, he cried. It says in the pasuk, in Malachi, v'koravti aleichem la'mishpot, v'hoyisi eid, the Hashem says, I've called you to the judgment, v'hoyisi eid, and I'll be witness, mahir b'machashvim, I will be a witness against the machashvim, which are the sorcerers, uv'manoafim, and the adulterers, uvanishboim la sheker, and those who swear falsely, Uboishke ischar socher, and those that extort the wages coming to the workers. Almon of Yosem umate geir, velo yere uni, omar Hashem tzvokis. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Eved she rabbi mekarvoi ledoinoi, a servant, a slave whose master is bringing him to be judged, umamayir lahidoi, and is quick, and the master is quick to testify against the servant, takone yeshloi, what are the chances of surviving a judgment like that? Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, commenting on this pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan just was crying about, that the pasuk puts in one sentence, it puts the mechashvim, the sorcerers, the menafim, the adulterers, the nishboim lasheker, and the oishke ischar shocher, those who swear falsely, and those that extort the wages of the workers. Oy lo nu wo to us, sheshokal oleinu akosov, that the pasuk weighs up and compares kalois, the relatively seemingly lighter averus, kachamurois, from the very serious ones, like the sorcery and the adultery. Omer Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, and he's commenting on another word in this pasuk, kol hamate dinoi shel ger, anyone that distorts the judgment of a convert, of a ger, ki'ilu mate dinoi shel malo, it's as if he has distorted the judgment of Shemaim. Shenemer, as it says in this very same pasuk, umate, one of the things that Hashem is testifying against is mate geir. Umate geir is, he's distorting the judgment of the geir. Umati ksiv is, if you take away the vowels, you've just got umati, as if you have distorted me, says Hashem. So the fact that there's a kri and a ksiv, it can be written as you have distorted me. And the way it's, that's if you read the letters themselves, but if you read it with the correct pronunciation, it's umate geir, you're distorting the judgment of the geir, you see that there's something in common, and if you distort the judgment of a geir, it's as if you've distorted me, says Hashem. Omer of Chanina bar Papa, and this is again from another word in this pasuk, kol ha'oseh dovar, anybody who does an avera, umischarit, and he regrets it, umischarit boy, moichlin loy miyad, he gets immediately forgiven. Shenemer, as it says in this pasuk, that when Hashem is calling the people there to judgment for these averas, he said, v'loy yirei uni, and they did not fear me. Ho yirei uni, it would be deduced from here, that even had they done all those serious averas, but had they feared Hashem, had they regretted what they did, moichlin lem miyad, Hashem would not have called them to judgment, he would have forgiven them immediately. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan kimoti lahayekro, when Rabbi Yochanan reached the following pasuk, bochi, he cried. This is a pasuk in Keheles. It says in the pasuk, ki eskol maisa, on all deeds, ho elikim yovi v'mishpot, Hashem will bring to judgment, al kol ne'elam, on anything even that it's hidden, im toiv v'imra, if good and if bad. And here we have to understand, first of all, if it's hidden, what's the avera that's hidden that Hashem is judging for? And also we have to understand, what's the toiv? Hashem judges, so to speak, against a good thing a person does. Judgment is normally done when a person does something wrong. We'll see this in the Gemara. Eved, says Rabbi Yochanan, Eved, a servant, Klal Yisrael, Sherabbi Sheikid Lo Yishgogoyis Kizdoynis, that the master reckons the Shgogoyis, those things he did by mistake, things he wasn't even aware that he was doing wrong, Kizdoynis, as if he had done it intentionally, and he knew about it. As it says here, that Yovi b'mishpot al kol nelam, that there's the mishpot, there is a judgment even on the things that he didn't even know he was doing wrong. Takona yeshli, is it possible for such a person to survive such a judgment? So Rabbi Yochanan cried. My al kol nelam, says the Gemara, what else, what could this nelam, what is Hashem judging us for? Omar Rav, Rav said, Ahoyrei kino b'fnei chaveroi, even for somebody who just kills a louse in front of his friend, v'nimas bo, and his friend is disgusted by it, that even on that, there's going to be judgment. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Zeharok b'fnei chaveroi, if somebody spits in front of his friend, v'nimas, and his friend gets disgusted by that, also, he's going to be punished for it. Now the Gemara says, well, how do we understand im toiv imra? My im toiv imra. There's a mishpat, there's a judgment, even for the good things a person did. Says the Gemara, yes. Omra de Beir Bianai, it's possible to have done something right, to have done a mitzvah, to have done a davar toiv, and nonetheless, it's better had you not done it. Ze'anoisin tztoka la'oni b'farhesya. If you give charity, you give tztoka to a poor person in public, and thereby you will have embarrassed him. And it was better had you not given the tztoka. So tztoka in and of its own is a toiv, But when you're doing it the wrong way, it's bad. Rabbi Yannai saw this person giving a poor man tzedakah in public. Omerle, Rabbi Yannai said to this person, mutav de lo yavusle, it would have been better had you not given it to him. Mehashta, rather than what you did now, de yavusle, that you did give him the tzedakah, v'chospase, and you embarrassed him. Debe Rav Shila Omri. The Beit Shila are going to give another example of a good deed that shouldn't have been done. Zanoisin tzedakah le'isha b'seiser. If you give a woman on her own and you're giving her tzedakah in private, then that's better that you don't do that. D'komaisi le'lidei chashoda, because you'll get people to suspect her that she's doing an avera. I mean, just imagine you've got this woman who's living on her own, and a man goes in and gives her charity, and then he comes out, and people see that after he went in, she's now in a better place. And he went out, they could accuse him of doing anything with her. And the Maisilolude Chashod, they will accuse her of having acted inappropriately with him. And therefore, it's better not to do that. Rava Omar, Rava gives another example of a good thing that shouldn't have been done. Zeh Mashagir li Ishtoi Bosor, She'ine Mechutach, somebody who sends his wife meat that's not been cut properly because there are certain fats and certain sinews that are not allowed to be eaten. It's seriously awesome in Atayra. And one has to be very qualified to remove those fats and those sinews. And in the air of Shabbos, in the rush before Shabbos, if somebody sends his wife meat that hasn't been properly checked, then number one, she won't have the time to check it properly and may leave some of those fats or giddin inside, or she'll assume that since you're sending it so close to Shabbos, that it's probably been already kashered and it's okay, and she won't realize that it's not. And that could be an issue. And therefore, it's very good to send your wife meat before Shabbos. But if it's close to Shabbos, don't send her meat that has not been cut appropriately. V'ho asks the Gemara, Rava Mashagir, but Rava, the same Rava that said you shouldn't do this, he did send to his wife such meat. Answers the Gemara, Shani Bas Rav Chisda. Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chisda. The daughter of Rav Chisda, de Kimla Begava, de Bekia. He knew that his wife could be relied on, and she was very perfect and qualified to take out what had to be taken out, and therefore Rava himself wasn't worried. But as a general ruling, Rava discouraged people from doing that. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yechanon Kimoti La'ikro. When Rav Yechanon reached the following pasuk, Bochi, again he cried. This is a pasuk in the Chumash. The pasuk says, by the Klolis, V'hoyokisim tzeno oisoi, and it will be, that will befall upon him, rois, rabois, many bad things, v'tzoris, they're close to each other, and we'll soon see what the tzoris are, but the tzoris is when you've got two things that are actually aggravating each other. So Rabbi Yechanon cried and said, Eved sherabi mamtziloi rois v'tzoris, a servant, a slave, Klal Yisrael, that its own master is giving the slave rois and tzoris, takone yeshle, what are his chances? Asks the Gemara, my rois v'tzoris. What does it mean that Hashem sends bad things? We know what that means, but what does it mean that they are tzoris? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, rois shenasois tzoris zulazu. Tzoris is when it's very close together. When you've got two different types of bad things that come very close to each other, the closeness is actually can add badness to the bad things that are already happening. For example, kugoin zibura v'akraba. If a person is bitten also by a wasp and also by a scorpion, and the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that hot water heals the bite of a scorpion, and cold water cures the bite of the wasp. And here, and if you do it the other way around, it's actually dangerous. And here, when this person was bit straight one after the other, also by a wasp and also by a scorpion, whatever he's going to do is going to be dangerous for him. And that's when the rois becomes tzoris. Continues the Gemara, and this is going back to what we said before, having good deeds that are better had they not been done, as it says in the Pasuk, Im Toiv V'Imra. So Shmuel Omar, Zeh Mamtzi Lo Mois Le'oni, if somebody gives money to a poor person, B'Sha'as Dochkei, when he's desperate for food, it's not as if he can go shopping around to find a good deal, to find cheap food, to find good food. Rather, he's giving it to him when he's starving, when he's actually desperate, and he's just going to buy whatever's available, and it's better if you don't do that. Rather, give him the money earlier on when he's got time to use the money effectively. Omar Rava said, Hainu Domri Inchi, that's what people say, That zuza la'alolo lo ishchicha, that it's tragic when there's no money. The zuza is a coin, a zuza la'alolo for food, lo ishchicha is not available, but litlisa, but just to buy a little bit of food, the amount of food that you just hang up in a basket when you're absolutely desperate to buy a little bit of food, shchiach, that's when you do have money for, and that is an issue, Shmuel said, and should be avoided. Rather give the poor man money early enough that he can spend it wisely. Continues the Gemara, the Pasuk in Chumash. It's a couple of Pesukim before the one we mentioned, V'hoyokisim tzeno. The Pasuk says, V'choro api boi bayoim hahu. The Hashem says that my anger will burn on that day, bayoim hahu. V'azavtim, and I will abandon him. V'starti ponay mehem, and I will hide my face from them. V'hoyo le'echil. So what does it mean? And it means that the nations are going to take away their food and going to plunder their properties, etc. It's very interesting. It says in the Pasuk, V'starti ponai mehem, that I will conceal my face, but just from them. It means that there's something unique about our relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, that it's only Klal Yisrael that when they fall to a certain level, Hashem conceals himself and hides himself from Klal Yisrael. And it seems that if somebody only experiences Hashem's revelations and not Hashem's hiding himself, it might be a bad sign. It might be a sign that he's not from Klal Yisrael, because mehem, from them, Hashem says, I sometimes hide myself. Kol she'einu behester ponim, anyone who doesn't experience hester ponim, Hashem hiding himself from him, einu mehem, may not be from them. Kol she'einu bevahoya, and also anyone who's not in the bracket of vahoya le'echil, that the nations are plundering the property and stealing the money, einu mehem, that's something unique to Klal Yisrael, that they go through these challenges. And that's the mehem, that even though Klal Yisrael davens that these challenges should not befall them, nonetheless, if it's mehem, if we're part of Klal Yisrael and connected to Hashem, then Hashem sometimes says no and hides himself. Omru le Rabbonon le Rova. So the Chachomim said to Rava, Mar, our master, you Rava, loy behester ponim isya, you've not been challenged by Hashem hiding himself from you, v'loy bevahoy olechil isya, neither have you been challenged by the nations plundering and taking your money. So, is what's wrong here? We just said now, mehem, that part of being connected to Hashem is that you sometimes go through stages like that. Omar Luhu, he said to them, mi yodi isu, you wouldn't know, how much I send on the quiet, Beishur Malko, how much money I send and give to the king, and they very, very much do take advantage of me and my money. Nonetheless, nonetheless, the question that was asked was against Rava was a type of a reservation against him, and that had a negative effect. In the meantime, Shodur Beishur Malko, the king actually sent agents to the home of Rava, the Garbuhu, and plundered him, and then he was in the bracket of Vahoyo Le'echil. Omar, he said, Hainu Detanya, Omar Bshim Ben Gamliel, Kalmokim Shenosnu Chachomim Enim, the Rava commented and said, that's what the Chachomim said, that anywhere where the Chachomim eye somebody in a not such a positive way, Oy Misa, it causes either death, Oy Oini, or it causes poverty. Continues the Gemara, the pasuk we just saw, and there's another pasuk in the Teichacha, Va'anoichi, Hastir Astir Ponai Bayoimahu. Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face on that day. I'll call a roa she'oso kipono el Elohim achirim. Omar Rava says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, and it's an amazing thing. It's Hastir Astir Ponai. But bayoimahu, what does that mean? Afal pishe starati ponamem, even though that I've hidden my face from Klal Yisrael, b'chaloi madaber boy. It's true that bayoimahu, in the daytime, the revelations that they had, that will be hastir ponai, that will be limited, that will be lessened. But nonetheless, in a dream form, I will be with Klal Yisrael and talk to them. That's how Rava explained it. Rav Yosef Omar, yodoi netuya aleinu, that even though there's a situation of hastir ponim, that Hashem is hiding himself, nonetheless, Yodoy Natuya Aleinu, his hands are constantly outstretched of, on us and for us to protect us. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Uvatzel Yodi Kisisicha, with the shadow of my hand, I have covered you and protected you, that Hashem is always there with us, even though there's hastir ponim. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya have a koi bei Kaiser. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was in the home in the palace of the Caesar. Ach v'lei hahu apikorsa. There were these heretics, these apikorsim, that gestured to him. Amo, you're a nation. De hadrinu mori la'ape mine. That the face of your master Hashem has turned away from you. So that was just some gesture, sign that he made to that effect. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he responded. Ach v'lei. That he responded to this guy, Yodoy Natuya Aleinu, don't worry, you're right that there's a certain hester upon him, but Hashem's hand is still protecting us. And the Caesar saw this, that the guy, this Apikorus, was gesturing to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was gesturing back. He wanted to find out what's going on here. What's this waving act going on in front of the king? It doesn't feel so respectful. So he wanted to test. If this was actually a healthy form of communication between them, that's okay. But if they're not understanding each other, then it's like ridiculing the king, and that's not okay. So Omale Kesu Rabbi Shua. So the case has started, the Caesar asked, started by asking Rabbi Shua, "My achvelecho, what was he signing to you? What was he gesturing?" He answered, "Amod adrinu mori la'apei minei, that we're a nation that Hashem, our master, has turned his face away from us. Va'ano mechvin alei, and I gestured back to him, yodoy natuya aleinu, Hashem's hand is constantly and watching over us. Omru lei lahumina. Now they said to this kofer, this apikorus, this min, my achvaslei, what did you gesture to Rabbi Yeshua? He answered, "Amod adrinu mori minei, that your master has turned away from you." Umay achvelcha, what did he respond back to you? Lo yodan, he said, "I don't understand. I didn't understand what Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was trying to tell me." Omru, so they said, "Gavra, a person de leyoda mai machvilei b'mochig, who doesn't understand the show of a gesture. If you don't understand this sign language, then Yahweh Kamamalka, what are you doing gesturing and waving your hands around in front of the king?" Of course, they took him out with Kotlu and they killed him. And this is another sign that Hashem is always protecting us, that Hashem protected Rabbi Shua ben Chananya from this kofer. Ki konaicher nafshed Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. When Rabbi Shua ben Chananya passed away, Omru le Rabbonon, then the Chachomim said, "Might have Alon, what's going to be with us? Me'apikorosin," because in many places in Shas, it was Rabbi Shua ben Chananya who took the challenge of these heretics to challenge them and to win over them. Now that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya is not with us, what's going to be? Omar lohem, so the Chachomim said to the Talmidim that there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ovdo eitzam mibonim nisrucha." That as the advice that the sons have gets lost, that means as the chachomim amongst us who can give the advice get lessened, then also chachmosom, the wisdom of the goyim, nisrcha, gets soured. Kivan she'avdo eitzam ibonim, as soon as there's a loss, a lack of advice and counsel in by the children of Hashem, by Klal Yisrael, nisrcha chachmosom shel umay so'ilam, the level of wisdom of the umay so'ilam also goes down. Or there could be another source, and it's Mehachis from a pasuk in Chumash, Vayomer, and he said, "Nisa v'neilecha v'ilcho l'negdecha." Esav said to Yaakov, "Let's travel and go v'ilcho l'negdecha, and I will go with you." And from this pasuk, you see that Esav will never overtake Yaakov. He can be side by side with Yaakov, he can go with Yaakov, but never go ahead of Yaakov. And the nations are never going to be wiser and never overtake Klal Yisrael. So from this discussion here, we again see that Hashem is always protecting us, even in Golos, even when there's a hest upon him, Hashem's hand is always there watching over us. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Ilo, have a solik bedarge de be Rabbi Bar Shila. Rabbi Ilo was going up the stairs in the home of Rabbi Bar Shila. Shome li yunuka de have a kokori, he heard this child that was reading a posuk. It says in a posuk in Omois, kihine yoitzer horim, that Hashem, he formed mountains, uboire ruach, and created the winds, umagid la'odom ma'asichoy. And the person will be told, ma'asichoy, his words. Omar, So Rabbi Ila said, Eved, Sherabbi Magid Loi Masichoi, a servant whose master is monitoring his every word, Takona Yeshloi? What's his chance of getting through the judgment? Says the Gemara, Mai Masichoi. What does it mean that the person is going to have judgment and he's going to be told Masichoi every word that he spoke? Omarava Filu Sichi Yasira. Even the light-headed talk when a couple are speaking to each other before having relations, when a person passes away, it's going to be revealed to him. One's going to tell him, do you remember you said this and this and this? Asks the Gemara, are you suggesting that there shouldn't be any light talk in that situation? Any. Rav Kahana have a goni to say Puria de Rav. Rav Kahana, he was lying underneath the bed of Rav. He was very curious. He was a Talmud who wanted to learn how Rav is interacting with his wife, even in very intimate moments. Veshome, and he heard Rav, the Soch, that was speaking, the Tzochak, and was laughing. Vasa Tzrocha, and only after that he did his needs, he did what he had to do. Omar, so this Rav Kahana from under the bed said, Domi Pume de Rav, you, the mouth of Rav, it would seem, Kamandaloi Toim Le Tavshila, it seems like you're starving, it seems like you haven't eaten a cooked dish. Omar Le, so Rav said to him, Kahana, Puk, leave the room. Lav Erech Ara, it's inappropriate at this time for you to be in the room. Now what do we see from there? That even Rav, he was Soch V'Tzochak. So how can you say that a person is, when he dies, he's going to be told, so to speak, in as a claim against him, Ma'asichoi, the words, the light talk that he had at that time? Says the Gemara Lo Kasha. It's not a question, it depends on the situation. If the situation is such that you need to that a man has to appease his wife, then of course he should talk and be lightheaded and do what he has to do. But if she doesn't need that particular appeasement, then it's preferable not to talk like that. Continues the Gemara. V'im loy sishma'uha b'mistorim tiv kenafshi mipnei geva v'domoya tidma v'teired v'teirad eini dimo kinishbo eider Hashem. So it seems, and we're going to discuss this pasuk now. So, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Ine, Mishmei de Rav, it was said in the name of Rav, Mokim Yeshli Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has this place. Umistorim Shemoy, it says, B'mistorim Tivke Nafshi. That there's this place called Mistorim. Mistorim means in a hidden place. So it's called a hidden place. And so to speak, Hashem cries there, B'mistorim Tivke Nafshi. Why? Mipnei Geva. Geva can mean pride. Literal translation might mean arrogance, but it also means pride. My mipnei geva, Omer v'shmul b'yitzchok, mipnei gavuson chalis shol, shenitla mehen. The Hashem cries in this place called Mistorim because of the pride of chalis shol that has been taken from them. V'nitna lo yivdi kechovim and was given to the goyim. V'shmul b'nachmeini Omer, mipnei gavuso shel malchus shamayim. It's the pride of the malchus shamayim that was taken away. Ask the Gemara, umi'ika b'chia kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is before Hashem, is there ever any crying? And these are all things that we cannot understand in its literal sense. V'omer of Papa, did Papa not say, Eina tzivus lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's no grief before Hashem. Shenemra, as it says in the Pasuk, in Divrei Yomim, Hoid v'hodor, glory and majesty lefonov is before him, Oiz v'chedvo, might and delight, b'mekoima is in his place. So you see that if there's always oiz v'chedva bim koimoi, there's no crying there. So what does it mean? B'mistorim tivke nafshi. Says the Gemara loy kashi. It's not a question. Ha b'bote gavoi, ha b'bote baroi. In the bote gavoi, in the inner chambers, that's where there's a concept of crying. That's b'mistorim tivke nafshi. But in the bote baroi, in the outside chambers, over there there's oiz v'chedva bim koimoi. Asks the Gemara, Ubabotu Baroi Loi, is there no concept of crying in the outer chambers? Voksiv does it not say in the Pasuk, Vayikra Hashem Elikim Tzvoko Isbayoimahu, that Hashem called out on that day, and whenever anyone or anything calls out, it's always in public. That's what a calling is. Bayoimahu, and he called out, Livchi, for crying, or Lemispeit, and eulogizing, or Lekorcha, and the baldness, v'lachkar sach, and sack and girding, sackcloth. That's a pasuk in Yeshayah, but the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem called for crying. And the calling is certainly not inside, calling is always outside. So you see that even in the outside chambers, there's crying. Answers the Gemara, Shani Chorban Beis Hamikdash. The destruction of the Beis Hamikdash is very different. The Filuch Malachei Sholim Bachu, even the angels of peace cry Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hein Er Elom, they behold their altar, Tzaku Chutza, Malachei Sholim Mar Yivkoyun, that even the angels of peace, they cry bitterly. Continues the Gemara. Back to the pasuk of Vimloisish Ma'uo, Bamistorim Tivke Nafshi Mipnei Geva. The pasuk continues, V'domoya Tidma, V'teirad Eini Dimo. That I shall surely cry, and my eye will release a tear. Kinoshva Eider Hashem. Because the flock of Hashem had been captured. Omer Beloza, Sholish Domois Halolu Lomo. It says, Domoya Tidma, V'teirad Eini Dimo. That the word tear is mentioned three times. So the Gemara says that three times there are three tears. Sholish Dmois Halolu Lomo, Achas al Migdash Rishain, one is for the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, V'achas al Migdashani, and one for the second Beis Hamikdash, V'achas al Yisrael Shegolu Mimukimon, and one is for a tear for Klal Yisrael who were exiled from their place, from Eretz Yisrael. V'ikudomra, others say, Achas al Bitul Torah, that third tier was not for the fact that they were exiled, but rather for the fact that the quality of their learning was decreased after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So Bishleim Lemando Amal Yisrael Shegalu, if you say that the tier was for Klal Yisrael that were exiled, Hainu Dechsiv, I can understand that the Pasuk says, Kinoshbo Eider Hashem, that the reason for the tears is because Hashem's flock was taken captive. But if you say that the reason that there's a tear is because of the quality of Torah that went down, what's that got to do with the captivity of Hashem's flock? Answers the Gemara, Kivun Shegalu Yisrael Mimekayimon. Of course, both opinions agree that it's to do with the exile. However, the first opinion says that the crying is for the exile itself. And the second opinion holds it's the consequence of the exile to Torah. There's no reason for quality of learning to be lessened more than having to go into exile. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Shloisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Boich Aleihen Mechol Yom. Hashem cries over three every day. Al She'ef Shelasik BaTorah Ve'Eino Oisek, somebody who has the opportunity of learning Torah and doesn't. Ve'Al She'ef Shelasik BaTorah Ve'Oisek, and somebody who's not able to learn and learns anyway. Well, Paranus Hamizgoel Atzibur, and the leader who is arrogant and haughty over the congregation, over the public, Hashem cries for that as well. And the Mefarshim discuss these things more at length, but we're trying to have a basic reading of the Gemara, and we don't want to go into it more now. Continues the Gemara, Rebbe have a Nokit Sefer Kinnus. Rebbe was holding the Sefer Eicha, reading the lamentations and everything it says in Eicha. The Kokori Begavein was reading in it. Kimotelai Posuk, when he got to the following Posuk in Eicha Perek Beis, that says, Hishlich Mishamayim Oretz Tiferet Yisrael, that the glory of Klal Yisrael was thrown down from the sky down to the earth. Nofal Menyode, then the Megillah Eicha actually fell from Rebbe's hands. Omar, and he said, regarding this Posuk of Hishlich Mishamayim Oretz, he says, the transition, the gap between Shemayim and Oretz is like Me'igra Rom, from a very high roof, Lebira Mikta, to a very low pit, a very deep pit. That is the fall of Klal Yisrael by the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Continues the Gemara, Rebbe v'Reb Chiya have a shokli v'ozli b'urcha. Rebbe and Reb Chiya were going along the way. Kimotu lahu moso, they came to this town. Omri, they said to the people in the town, is there a Talmud Chacham here? Nezel on a Kabbal Ape. There's a mitzvah to go and be Makabal Ponim, a Talmud Chacham, a Rav. Omri, they said, there is a Talmud Chacham here. However, Umoyer Ponim Hu, a Moyer Inayim Hu, which is an elegant way of saying he's blind. Umoyer Inayim means he can see a lot. But the real truth is, they meant that, it's like we use the term Saginar, it's just a nice way of saying he can't see. So Omar le Reb Chiya le Rebbe. Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, Tivat, you stay here. Loi tezalzil b'nisuoscha. You, Rebbe, you're a Nossi of Klal Yisrael, a leader of Klal Yisrael. Don't disrespect yourself to go to this Rav who's blind. Ezla no, I'll go v'akbil ape, I'll give him the respect, and I'll go to him, and you can stay here. Tokfei, Rebbe, he rejected that. And he said, no, v'ozal ba'adeh, and he went together with Rabbi Chiya. Ki hava miftur minei, when they were taking leave of this blind Talmud Chacham, omer luhu. So the Talmud Chacham said to Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya, atem hikbaltem ponim, you came to receive me, hanirim ve'enom roim, I am blind, that I can be seen, but I cannot see, that tizku, in the schus of this mitzvah that you did, of coming to kabolas ponim, I'm giving you a bracha that you should merit lehakbil ponim, to receive the face of haroyim ve'enom nirim, of Hashem, of the Shechina, who sees and cannot be seen. Omar le. So Rebbe said to Rabbi Chiya, iku hashta manaton mehay berchasa. If I wouldn't be here now with you, I wouldn't have got this bracha. It's a good job I didn't listen to you. It's a good job that I came with you. Omru le, Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya said to this Talmud Chacham, miman shmielecha, who did you hear that is such a virtue to come and do the Kabbalah's ponim that we're deserving of such an amazing bracha? So he says, mipirkei Rabbi Yaakov shmieli. I heard it actually in the shir, or in the lecture of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov ish kfar chitya. Rabbi Yaakov from the village of Chitaya, have a mekabel apei derabbi kol yema. He would go every single day. If it's not too far, there's a virtue of doing that. He would go to his Rebbe every day. Kikosh, when Rabbi Yaakov became older, Omer le, so his Rebbe said to him, loin nitzayir mar, I don't want to trouble you and take the effort of coming. De lo yochil mar, my master, you Rabbi Yaakov, it's not easy for you to continue coming. You don't need to continue coming. Omer le, so Rabbi Yaakov said to his Rebbe, mizuter mai dechsiv. Is it a small thing what it says about the Chachomim? That the Pasuk says, V'ichi oid lo netzach, lo yire ha-shochas, ki yire Chachomim yomusu yachad, ksil v'var, yoyveidu v'oz v'lacherim chelom. So the basic reading is that the fools, we tell the fools, V'ichi oid lo netzach, do you think he's going to live forever? Lo yire ha-shochas, you're not going to see the pit, the grave. Ki yire Chachomim yomusu, you can see that even wise and great people, they die. What makes you think that you're not going to die? That's the basic understanding of the Pasuk. But over here, the Gemara learns out from the words ki yire chachomim yomusu, it means that v'yichi oid lo netzach lo yire ashochas, who's going to be deserving of long life and that his going to the grave will be delayed, is ki yire chachomim yomusu, is somebody who is present when a chacham passes away from this world. So he said, ma haroya chachomim b'misosom, if somebody who sees a chacham passing away from this world, yichya, that's the reason he's going to have long life, as it says, v'yichi oid lo netzach lo yire ashochas, b'chaye malachas kama v'kama, even more so that coming to see a Rebbe is a reason for long life. So Rabbi Yaakov said to his Rebbe, I shouldn't come to you, even though I'm old and weak. And this is what this blind Talmud Chacham heard and told to Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Idi, Avua de Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Rabbi Idi said, the father of Yaakov Bar Idi said, Hava rogil dava ozil, he was accustomed that he would go on the journey, Tlosa Yarcha, for 3 months, Borucha on the way. He would leave immediately after Pesach, travel 3 months. V'chad yoyma b'Bei Rav, he would be one day in the Beis Hamidrash learning Torah, and then he would come back 3 months in order to be back in time for Sukkos, to be able to be happy with his wife, l'sameach es ishto, says Rashi, on Sukkos. V'abakor l'rabonon, and the Chachomim called him Bar Bei Rav, v'chad yoyma, he's a student of the yeshiva, just one day a year. Cholash daite, he got disheartened. Korya nafshei, and he said to Hashem, to Pasuk in Iyov, Schoik l're'eyu eheye, that I've become, my friends are laughing at me. Koyre le'le'yuka, I'll call out to Hashem, v'ya'anehu, and he will answer me and help me get over the pain. Omar le Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon said, "B'matusa menoch, I beg from you, lo itanish lu rabbonon. Don't hold it against the rabbonon. If you hold it against them, they might get punished." Nofer Rabbi Yechanon lebei midrasha. Rabbi Yechanon went out then to the Beis Hamedrash. V'dorash, and he expounded on the pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "V'oisi yoim yoim yidroishon," that you will look for me every single day. V'das derochai yechpotzun, and the knowledge of my ways, yechpotzun, you'll desire to know them. Kegoyash et stoka oso mishpat elikov leozov, ozov yish oluni mishpat etzede kirvat elikim yechpotzun. So Rabbi Yechanon said, v'chi b'yoyim dor shinoisoi, Balaylo in Dorishinoy say, it says Vaisi Yoim Yoim Yidroishon, that you're going to seek Hashem and you're going to look for Hashem every day. What about the nights? Elolei Melecha is coming to teach you. Kol Oisik BaTorah, anyone who is studying Torah, afilu yom echod bashana, even just one day in a whole year. This is in the context of Rav Idi, who only learnt one day. Ma'alolov Akosov, the pasuk, it reckons it ki'ilu osa kol hashana kula, as if he was engaged in Torah the entire year, even if he was there just one day. We find a similar thing with bad things that happen. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "But mispar ayomim asher tartem es haaretz, the amount of days that you spied the land, Eretz Yisrael, arboim yoim, yoim lashono, yoim lashono, tisves avoneseichem arboim shono vidatem es tznuasi." It's a pasuk in Chumash that when the spies came back, then according to the amount of days that they spied the land, that's how much they got punished. Says the Gemara of Chiyarboim, Shana Chotu, did they do an Avera for 40 years? They got punished for 40 years. Valo Yarboim Yoim Chotu, they only did an Avera for 40 days. The whole story with the spies was just 40 days from beginning to end. Eloloi Melecho is coming to teach us that Kol Oiver Avera Filu Yoim Echot Bashana, anyone who does an Avera just one day of the year, Ma'alelo Vakosov, it's reckoned by the Torah, Ki'ilu Ovar Kol Hashana Kula, as if a whole year he had done something wrong. So 40 days is like 40 years. And the other way as well with Torah. A person goes to learn even just one day a year, it's as if he's learnt for an entire year. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.